Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, 8th of September. And right now it's partly cloudy with fresh 27 degrees. And the weather forecast for today is overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm with chance of precipitation of 40% and temperature range from 27 to 32 degrees Celsius and humid. Overcast with thunderstorms in the evening, then overcast with a chance of the thunderstorm with chance of precipitation of 90%. Moon is waxing gibbous and 83% of it is illuminated. On 12th is full moon. Krishna updated us on Orville Film Festival 2011. Good morning, Krishna.
Good morning, Miriam.
So how far are we with the film festival?
Okay, very far. Things are going very well. We've made all our schedules. We've got new partners who've come in, which is really exciting. We're getting a lot of support from people inside Auroville, like Bharat Nivas, in spite of their, severe financial cuts. They're really helping us and giving us this great discount. And, Gallery Square Circle is just opening its space for our exhibitions. And then Auroville Radio and Auroville TV is doing this fabulous evenings they've got planned during the festival, with discussions with filmmakers and debates and opinions, and the previous day's blog screened, and all sounds very exciting. And we have, of course, Sadhana Forest, who's been really supportive to us. And yeah, it's really great to have all this support.
It's going to be much bigger than last 2 years ago, yeah? I think so, in a way.
Bigger, yeah. Bigger in a sense that we are more experienced. There's about 20 more films than last year. Mm-hmm. That we have all these, some really international feature films and documentary films, which Aurovillians have selected in the Human Unity category, that are going to be exciting to watch. And it's building up really well.
It's good. So how many volunteers you got now?
Right now,
two, three, four, five.
Yeah, we only have one, and we really need a lot of volunteers. I've just put an announcement in the news and notes.
You still need volunteers.
We desperately need volunteers for helping with the decor and also in the office, and then many volunteers to actually run the festival during those days. So I hope people will.
To Sadhana Forest, there's going to be transport for the screening, the films, yeah?
Yes, the usual transport that will leave at 6 p.m. from outside Solar Kitchen and then come back after the film. And Sadhana Forest is giving their vegan dinner there. They've really organized it well, and they've chosen these three wonderful films to show on Friday night, Saturday night, and Monday night.
Okay, so about the other films, does location is connected somehow with the category of films?
No. Well, slightly, in the sense that all the kids' films will be in Bharat Nivas. Mm. So that it's easier for parents and kids to locate, and we have a bigger audience space, a larger audience space. So Sunday afternoon will really be all the children's films at Bharat Nivas. We've chosen a time where we hope that families
and
kids will be
so
free to come.
We can all go and see.
And then basically at Cinema Paradiso, like from 9 a.m. in the morning till 10:30 a.m. at night, we have films being screened.
Oh. So when are you going to work?
Well, it's only Friday, Saturday and Sunday that you have this intense schedule. But it's really... And I think it's going to be really nice films from just Aurovillians who've taken this time to make films.
Publication, it will be?
Well, we're having two publications. One will be the Souvenir, which like we had last time, which is it lists all the films and about all the filmmakers and everything, yes. And then we're also printing this year a program guide, which will really have the schedule of all the events.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah. And we have some really nice things happening, because we have the special Jean-Marc and Café Le Morgan have come up with this really special dinner deal. So if like somebody like takes like 5 days of the like a vegetarian dinner, they can pay in advance and book it, and then it's like 650 rupees.
So that means like 110 for a dinner.
Yeah, and actually it includes the last day is a party, like so it's really a special.
Last day is a party.
That's a special dinner. Yeah, so it includes all that.
We just have to hold on for next 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, and we have also, I really want to mention some like really good photograph exhibitions. Mm-hmm. You know, Irenos.
From the previous film festival.
Well, some work from the previous film festival, some photographs from this film festival workshop, and then a special exhibition of Irenos, which will be in the town hall reception area. And then we have this installation which the children of Transition School are working on. Mm. And it's called
installation?
Called Faces. Mm. And they've been drawing faces, and Ramesh, their art teacher, is helping them to form it into this installation, which will be then at Gallery Square Circle.
Nice.
Yeah. And also in Gallery Square Circle is this kind of, I don't know whether to call it an exhibition or an installation, but it's called Mutation in Progress, and it's 5 artists.
That will be in the screening room.
And so that is, they've got their timings, and every half an hour there'll be a video screening, and every other half an hour, I mean, rotating with that in alternance, is a sound installation, and then 2 days there'll be a dance. Anna will be dancing in the evening on the 30th and the 2nd.
Thanks for today.
Annual Green Practices Vision Workshop with the title Regenerative Township of Tomorrow starts today, and it will end on Saturday. The format of this workshop is a series of workshops facilitated by leading experts, as well as talks by senior executives developing large-scale townships. This morning they will start with Donette introduction, Doshi video message, and by Peterhead opening keynote. Afternoon participatory sessions are on urban planning, environment and resource management, and solo city. Tomorrow morning sessions will be on society and culture, governance and energy, and afternoon will follow by livelihoods, mobility and building technologies. Our World Bamboo Research Center prepare many events to celebrate World Bamboo Day, 18th of September. This Saturday they will open the doors of Bamboo Research Center. Open house will start at 3 p.m. with running PowerPoint presentation on bamboo, and they want to share with community their production line of work. Next week it will be furniture workshop from 14 to 16, and on 16 at 7 a.m. they will plant bamboo. The same day at 5 p.m. in conference room in town hall, few speakers will talk about bamboo, about its significance and possibilities of use in Oroville and bioregion. The second edition of the Oroville Triathlon will take place on Sunday, 11th of September, starting at 5:45 a.m. for the Olympic distance and at 6:30 a.m. for the sprint distance. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a Spanish political drama, Even the Rain, and on Saturday the same place and time, interesting international film Hereafter, directed by Clint Eastwood. At Cine Club on Sunday, also at Cinema Paradiso at 8 p.m., they will screen Andre Vaida film Ashes and Diamonds. Multimedia Center Cinema Paradiso would like to invite somebody who would like to coordinate screening of the children matinee movie on Sunday afternoons at the MMC. Tomorrow at 7:45 p.m. at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Niwas, we can see Saga of a Poet, and at Visitor Center we can see tomorrow at 8 p.m. Science Fiction Adventure Action Film Inception, and on Saturday Adventure Comedy Action Pirates of the Caribbean made in 2011. At the Eco Film Club Sadana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen BBC documentary Life on Plants. This body is thy instrument, this will is thy servant, this intelligence is thy tool, and the whole being is only thyself, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.